right now. So let's see what we might have. Anonymous viewer says, if one of us has made a big mistake and gotten very, very angry, like hitting things and raging, how do they apologize and how can they apologize and how can I accept the apology?
Really great question.
Very good question.
So there are actually 6 steps to an apology. I'll see if I can remember them all. You can help me. First one is to say you're sorry. Second is to take responsibility for the action that you took.
You simply own that I did that. Yeah, I yelled at you and I threw a vase and it smashed on the wall. I'd like to apologize for doing that.
Third step, and probably the most important, is to see the impact on the other person and on your relationship from that activity. You know, that often what has someone reluctant to forgive is they don't necessarily feel like you really got how bad that was. So when you can kind of hear from their point of view and say, I really get from your point of view, or I really get that the impact on you, that's better. I really get the impact on you is that you feel really scared right now. You feel like you can't trust me. You're concerned for your physical safety. You're concerned about whether our relationship is viable. I can totally get that you're scared it might happen again. You know, that you really dive into how you imagine their experiences. And once you've done your best, ask, is there anything else I missed about the impact on you?
So the most, even though there are 6 steps total, the most important ones to remember is own what you did. Just say, yeah, I threw a vase and I yelled at you. I did that, period. What's the impact I imagine it would have on you? So I step into your shoes for a moment. What must that have felt like? Those are the two most critical portions of that.
And then after that, it's really making a new promise. Like what's your intention for moving forward? What kind of amends can you offer to complete that? And what do you need to do to make sure it never happens again?
Yeah. And how can you accept an apology like that? Well, I'd say, you know, always that's the kind of that quote I gave that, you know, the best way, one of the ways for a successful marriage or relationship is you always come up with the most generous possible explanation for the other person's behaviors. It's basically giving them the benefit of the doubt and connecting with the positive intent. There's always a positive intent, I promise. So even if I have been raging and throwing vases and breaking shit, there's something I'm trying to create there. Whatever that is, feeling heard, feeling powerful, something. So the more you can connect with that positive intent, the easier it'll be for you to accept the apology. And there's also, I know in the extreme case, we don't know your case, of course. If someone throws vases at you 3 times a day and they apologize and then do it again and apologize and do it again, you know, some other kind of action is required other than just accepting an apology.
Yeah, so you might need to go to an anger, and that could be part of the amends and part of the commitment to make sure it never happens again is I'm going to go to an anger management group, or next time I get pissed off, I'm going to leave the house, or you come up with some way to take care of each other so that you can rebuild trust again.
Yeah.
Great question.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I promise you that even though not everybody will experience throwing things, everybody will experience that one of us screw up, and we're gonna need to clean it up. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when and how often and what are the circumstances.
I'll actually put up on the discussion page on the forum those 6 steps to an apology. So you'll have that available to refer to.
All right, another share here from the chat. Wow, what a course. So much to go on and lots to practice and get better at. I right away could notice areas that I could improve as well as some things I'm doing right. Yeah,
good for you.
That is worth noticing. Let's see on the chat. How can one person in a partnership get over the disappointment and frustration of the other partner not engaging in this course, or more broadly, in improving the relationship? Yeah, that is a very great question and one we hear very often.
You know, so the one thing I'll say about that is, whoever's in relationship, there's almost always one person who's putting in more there than the other. Just as, you know, you could say that about every other area in life as well, too. There's usually one person putting in more effort around the making of the meals, and one person doing more around the cleaning, or one person doing more around the kids. At different times, it can change even. So it's not surprising that there would be a discrepancy there. So first thing we would recommend is look for what your partner is doing. It is so easy for us to point and, you know, point our fingers at and notice the places where we're falling short, where we're not actually pulling our own weight. The other is that, you know, I heard Tony Robbins say once that, you know, our standards for other people are often way higher than our standards for ourselves. Another way I say it is because our eyes look outwards, you know, it's way easier for me to see where you're messing up than where I am, or where you're not coming forward and where I am. So really the more we can bring it back to, well, what can I do? What are you doing? Where is the opening for where we could go next? And to become a love hunter for where those miracles are showing up. If your partner really is completely resistant and not doing anything, then you can do a couple of things. One is be interested in, explore with genuine curiosity. I notice you haven't been putting much energy here into this course. Would you be willing to tell me more about that? Like, is it that you don't think our relationship deserves attention? Is it that you think I'm making you wrong about it? Do you think it takes too much time? Is it not, you know, spoken in a way that really is relatable to you? Are you done with our relationship and this is your way of saying that to me? I mean, I would explore more what is behind it and what the concerns are that are running in the background that's having this person move this way. And, you know, what would it take for them to be willing to work on it? You know, where is the opening? What's going on in the background that will might reveal the next opening or the next step you can take together?
Yeah, keep going.
Yeah, really. I really want to say, you know, there's always an opening. There really is always a place to maneuver. If you need more help, check us out.
Yeah.
Come call us.
Yeah. And here, one more. How do you know when to get out of a relationship that isn't good, isn't healthy? Yeah. Great question. And we definitely hear that very commonly. We have a rule of thumb for that. It's a very complicated question. And there are so many factors that play in to how a relationship is going, and basically it's should I stay or should I go. Our rule of thumb is, if it's still a question that's running in your mind, you're not done yet. And in that case, or another way you can say that, if you're not ready to walk out the door today, then stay and milk it for everything it's worth in terms of love and growth and opportunities to challenge yourself. When it's no longer a question, you'll know because it's not running in your mind, and you're just going to find yourself either move out or recommit. So as long as it's a question in your mind,
work it.
Work it. Just work it. Use it.
And the more you do that, it will become clear over time whether you're coming close, more and more closer together, or you're moving farther and farther apart. So as you keep living in the question, owning your makeups, taking responsibility, looking at what actions you could take, responding to bids, putting yourself out there, leaning in, the more you keep doing that, the more that question is going to get answered in the course of doing all of that.
Yeah. Definitely. Yep. Our eyes look outward. Somehow we're just oriented that way. Sometimes it might be more, we sometimes have a fantasy that it would be useful if for practices of education, we could like have people's eyes literally turn around so they can see out and just have to do it in, but hey, with practice, we get better at that.
You know, I'll offer one more piece here too about the, you know, you're not working on it. I am, is use the conflict circles around that. I want to work on it. You don't want to work on it. We want to work on it, and we don't want to work on it. You know, sometimes what's also in there is our own shadow, like really where I don't want to work on it either. You know, you're expressing that part of myself. you know, that also isn't engaged or wants to have it all be your fault, or, you know, you're the one to make it happen. So it can be really useful for both of you to look at where you're both, and for your partner to look at where they really do want to work on it, because, hey, they're in this class.
Yeah. And finally, I want to say another final comment to that is, you know, if all you get is no, 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 I don't want to do the circles, that's stupid, no, 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 then you're going to, that's good information too. And you're going to have to make up your own conclusions about that. I was just actually reading another relationship book here recently about attachment theory, where they gave an example of, you know, there are couples where one person just doesn't want to do any of that, just want to do his or her own thing. And you have a choice then, either to, okay, great, which some people do, I'm just going to make it work and I'm going to take care of myself in other ways. And for some people that works out. And for some people, the result is, you know, if all I get is no, 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 and you don't want to do anything together, then maybe it would be wiser for us to be in different relationships. Sometimes that is the solution. There's a question here about, is it possible to get copies of the slides we use here as they're easier to read? And is it possible to get a download link for the videos for offline viewing? I honestly don't know that. But if you would be willing, you who put this question up, to put it up on the, either send it in an email or put it up on the forum, because that is a question for our MKP friends. We, Sonic and I, don't manage the technical side of this course. So I'm sorry, I don't know that.
Yeah, put that up there and ask for it.
Hang on a second. Boysen is on here. He's like so fast, you can't even believe it.
Hi, Boysen.
Nice job, Boysen. He says, yes, an email will be out about it tomorrow morning.
There you go.
Damn, that guy is fast.
Thank you, Boysen.
I know.
Did you hear us thank you for supporting us to lead this great class?
All right, last call for comments, questions here before we close up.
Well, thank you, everybody. I just want to say, we have another one here. I just want to say that I have loved being with you guys. And here, go ahead, give me the next one.
Here, this is from Boysen. Christian and Sonica, I love you too. Thank you for sharing this with the world. I'm proud of this course for the Mankind Project USA and for the two of you. Even if this is the, yeah, we'll see how, if we don't know if when or if we're going to run this again. This is definitely not the last time we put out this kind of material, for sure. All right, and thank you for the appreciations rolling in here. We love you right back. And like I said, it really speaks well of you that you would participate in something like this. And yeah, we're going to miss it too. We get kind of attached to our little hangouts here, even if it's this virtual forum where, you know, you're not technically in front of us, but you are. And yeah, it's been really wonderful.
You know, to help us with leading this class in the future, if you would be willing to, you know, you can post it on the discussion or you can send it to us privately as well. You can private message us through the discussion forum. And just let us know what touched you. What did you love? What was challenging? What could have been better?
Actually, I bet that Boysen will send out, will probably send out a link to a simple little questionnaire where you can help tell us what was great, what could have been even better. Am I right about that, Boysen? Yep, there'll be a link to a survey tomorrow. That's right.
All right, great.
All right, so thank you. We love you guys. Thanks for all the appreciations and thank yous rolling in here on the chat roll. Hopefully you can all see that as well. So big high fives and hugs to everybody out there.
Can you save those before they disappear?
I can't see them
with my without my
sure
glasses.
I can do that.
All right, good, because I want to make sure I can read them all.
All right,
I love
wonderful.
You guys. Thank you so much, and we look forward to continuing to support your relationship in some way, whether virtually, energetically, or practically. Please know we're a resource for you. We're rooting for you, and you can absolutely create a phenomenal relationship. We know you can. Just keep working it. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, here's to your love.
All right, we love you guys. Bye.